This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. A little relief from the RNC. And I mean very, very little. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much, wow, that's weird. I very much do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting. I really mean that sincerely. If you want to get involved in the conversation, again, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, keep your fingers crossed because everything's working. It's always a concern when everything works perfectly from the minute you turn it on. Yeah, just never know. Anyway, always a pleasure. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're with me. You got to get, you know, I guess Trump's coming up in about an hour or so. And you got to get involved. I don't care if you listen to him, you don't listen to him, whatever. But you got to get involved in the conversation. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You know what I'm saying? And if for no other reason, the entertainment value alone of the, I know some of you, your blood pressure goes through the roof in a relatively short period of time. And I'm going to help you with that tonight. I got to make it go way into the unsafe zone. But the, what I want to do is I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to understand what's going on. And maybe it's not me. Maybe I don't do it for you. I hope I do, but maybe I don't do it for you. You still got to go find somebody, somewhere, somehow, that you're willing to listen to, agree with. Well, I guess you don't have to agree with them. But, you know, you got to do something to get engaged and involved. Ah. Anyway, I always love this stuff, by the way. I always appreciate so much the stuff that you guys send me, the stories that you send me. But you might as well just, you know, some of the stories you send me, it'd be easy if you would just overnight me a red hot ice pick and let me just stick it in my head. It would have the same effect as some of the stories that you actually send. So this is a fancy pants college in Cleveland. This shows you how much trouble we're in, okay? This college in Cleveland is offering safe spaces for students traumatized by the Republican convention. You know, somebody's going to get mad at me, but I got to say it. These are you parents that wiped your kids' butts when they were 16, 17, and 18. You never let them feel anything bad in their lives. Like, look, did you really believe that they would never, ever, ever have something negative happen? Were you going to run around all your life and do what Obama did and have a Marine hold an umbrella over their head so they wouldn't get wet? Because if you did that to your child, shame on you. If your child never saw any adversity in their life, shame on you. You are raising a loser. Because they can't deal with anything. Anything. I watch, what's his name? Milo Yiannopoulos? Yiannopoulos. Okay? He was at a, I don't know if it was Berkeley, whatever it was at a college. And I may play it later if I can find it. Go back to it. You got to hear these kids. I mean, they were doing exactly what they were accusing him of being hateful for doing. But they don't have either, they don't have an IQ high enough to figure that out. or mommy sheltered them enough for a long period of time where they just don't have any grasp of common sense. Really, seriously. So Case Western Reserve University is providing a safe space for students who are upset about this week's Republican National Convention. What are they going to put them in a coma for a week? That's the only safe space you're going to go to. Please. You know, I tell you what, if you take a really thick rubber bag and you put it over your head, you won't hear anything in about 5 minutes, I guarantee it. I'm serious, it'll work. The Fancy Pants Private School in Cleveland, where tuition fees, room and board, cost somewhere in the amount of $60,000. If you are paying $60,000 to send your child to that school, you are a lunatic. There is something seriously wrong with you. I would be on the phone to that school and say, hey, I'm making arrangements to send my kids somewhere else because you guys have got a real problem. Or maybe it's the people sending their kids there. Maybe this is what they want. I can't imagine. Okay, as it's located just over 4 miles from the Quicken Loans Arena where the GOP convention is occurring, they might hear something. Okay, I get it now. Why don't they just give me earplugs, right? Case Western's internal e-newsletter informs students and professors and administrators. Oh, my God. If you're an administrator and you need a safe room, you've got bigger problems than the safe room. Anyhow. I just love this. The private school's Social Justice Institute will host a safe space in the basement of the concrete-laden Crawford Hall. In my days, you know what they used those for? Now think, we should have been lunatics, right? They were air raid shelters, atomic fallout shelters when I was a kid. You actually, every other month, they do the whole drill where you had to go running down to the basement of the school and hide down there so the radiation couldn't get you. Can you, if you use those words, that term, those sentences, that paragraph today, most of these kids would have a massive coronary and drop dead in the classroom. And I'm not even talking about the young ones. These kids in the colleges. Can you see that now? It's like, should you hear the air raid siren, please run downstairs to the basement so you can avoid the radiation. And Mr. Messina, could you not say radiation? It makes me feel bad. Yeah, I let you stand in it. We'll see how you feel in a couple hours after it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. Go ahead, Daniel.
Come on. You know, nobody's going to school right now. Anyway, I drove a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really so much do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, heading up to the website, whether you're in live in the chat room, you're sending me messages. I just love it. I just so much appreciate it. I want to get back to my story because I love this stuff. I really do. I mean, this stuff is so ludicrous. I just love it. We have raised a group of youngins that can't handle anything. I mean, really, seriously, what's going to happen? A hangnail, they're going to be in trouble, right? And the Cleveland, I guess it's Case Western Reserve University, 60,000 simoleons a year. Yeah. If you're sending your child there for 60 grand a year, so they could spend money, not your kids, but the school, spend money on safe spaces because your children can't, they might catch a glimpse of the elephant. They might, there were over 100 women that were naked protesting earlier this week. No problem, right? I'm sure every young man went there to support them in their protest. Ladies, over here, can I do anything to help you? I mean, can you see that? I'm sure they all went, took self, well, I guess that wouldn't be a selfie, would it? Taking a picture of yourself with a bunch of naked women. It might be illegal. But it's a protest, so I'm not going to do anything. It's private property. There you go. I guess you could be naked within your own property. God, we have lost. We are, you know, we are just in really bad shape, people. As a society, again, I keep telling you guys, in Revelations where it talks about where right is wrong and then wrong is right, we're there. We're there. So the, I guess what happened was they created a safe space in the basement of a concrete-laden Crawford Hall for the duration of the convention, which runs from July 18th to the 21st. So tonight's the last night. They'll all be, no, actually, they'll probably need counseling for a week after this, right? I've been locked in the cement basement for the last week. After extensive consultation among our leadership team and discussions in the last week's open forums, we've decided that the university will reduce its on-campus operations significantly from Monday, July 18th, through the close of the convention, Thursday 21st, said the college spokesperson, because we've raised a bunch of little children. Because these little kids can't handle anything. You know what you should do? Forget the safe space. Send them home to their parents for a week. Shut the place down. Send them home. Let their parents deal with the little whiny, snotty noses. Classes have been either canceled or moved off campus. Look at all the money that they're... Look at your money, your dollars they're spending and wasting because your kids can't handle this. Classes have been either canceled or moved off campus. Faculty members, students, and most staffers are supposed to take virtually the entire week off. That's all right, little boy. It's okay. You need to go home. You got something to say? Oh, no. Keep your finger on the button. We might need it.
They might need that safe space with all those people out in front.
God.
All those anarchists. That's the ones they're going to need a safe space from.
No. That's normal. That's okay. That's right. It's okay to protest naked and throwing stuff at people and stopping traffic and all that crap.
No, it's not.
Just ask them. They'll tell you.
No, it's not.
Come on. I mean, really, there isn't one of our children that I can think of that would need a safe space. We need safe spaces from them.
I was just going to say the same thing, so do other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry for those of you. Yeah, anyway, that's a show for another night. Yeah, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Now, look, classes have been either canceled or moved off campus. Faculty members, students, and most staffers are supposed to take virtually the entire week off. Think about that. You got to shut down a class, move your lesson plans out, speed them up. I don't know how this works. I'm not an educator. Right? Their teams have determined how to maintain essential services with the fewest number of staff physically on campus. We don't want to subject them to that. Man, I wish I was a Republican on that campus because I'd go to the convention. I'd get paid for the week. I'd go to the convention. Man, I have a ball on your taxpayer money. Yet, listen, you can say it's a private college and people pay and so it's private funding. Bullpuckies. They get all kinds of federal grants. They get all kinds of federal dollars to do certain things on campus. So don't give me that. Now, the University Counseling Services will continue to offer a walk-in service for students who want to talk with someone about their concerns related to the recent events and or upcoming convention. Recent events appears to refer to the summer spat of police shootings. The summer spat of police shootings. As well as the murderous ambushes of police officers by the black radicals. Yeah, how about we do this? How about we talk about, what is it, we're up to 30-some-odd policemen that were killed, and they were just killed, right? 12 incidences, 13 of ambushes. 13 times cops were ambushed and killed. It wasn't a shoot and a scuffle. It wasn't, the young man was afraid for his life because a cop was being nasty. No, no, it wasn't any of that. It was some coward. Some little wussy. Yeah, I know. Too bad. A coward. It's a coward. You are the biggest, I know you guys don't listen to me, so it's okay. But you, and I wouldn't care if you did. You're the biggest coward. When you key somebody's car at night, right? You're a coward. When you slash somebody's tires when they're not around, you're a coward. You guys that do that knockout game where you sneak up behind somebody, punch you in the face, you're not tough. You're a coward. You want tough? Let's talk. We'll talk. Let's get together. I'll show you what tough is all about. You're a coward. When you do stuff like that, you're nothing more than a coward. I know some of my Christian friends love to write me when I talk like this. There's two ways to look at this. Three ways, actually. You know, Jesus said, right? When they slap you in the cheek, you turn your other cheek. Just turn the other cheek. Now, if you want to get vulgar about it, you got four cheeks, right? So they can slap me three more times. Four times total.
I'm getting ready to slap you.
After that, I'm coming unglued on you. All right? Because he told me I only had to turn the other cheek. I'm believing he was talking about two. So use your punches wisely is all I'd have to say. But at least you want to be a man? You really want to be a tough guy? You want to be a man? Do it while you're looking at me. Don't do it on, don't Facebook warrior. Where did that, who came up with that term? Must have been one of these snowflakes that came up with, I'm a Facebook warrior. Yeah, okay, sure. Because you can hide and shut your page down and do all kinds of nasty stuff. Yeah, that's, there you go. I think every one of these kids that can't, that's what it is. You can have access to the safe room after you spend a week with a Navy SEAL. What do you think of that? I like that idea. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm sorry. I'm not done yet. We'll be back right after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Keep threatening to get a disco ball, because that's what's starting to sound like. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, watching live, hopping up in the chat room, where you'll find smarter people than myself. I guarantee it. Seriously, I really do guarantee it. And again, it is always a pleasure to have you there with me. And you know what? Always fun. You got to get informed. You have to get engaged. The only real way that you find out what's going on, the only real way that you kind of know what the other side thinks, because a lot of us, a lot of you, a lot of whoever, you listen to these silly little sound bites, and then that's what you decide is truth and reality when it's not. You got to talk to the other person. You got to talk to the other people. You got to find out why they believe what they believe, right? Otherwise, I don't know. It's an empty conversation, and you're just guessing for them. Don't you hate when they do that to you? Don't you hate when they guess for you? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Anyway, and I don't plan it this way. So don't write to me and say I've got this little handful of black friends that I call. All right? And it was funny because that whole week of and just before the shootings and such went down, I had a lot of my American friends who happened to be black. I don't want to play that other game. And so tonight, now he's been on the show before. I haven't had him on for quite some time. But Stacy... Swimp is going to be on the line with us, and Stacy is a minister in Flint, Michigan. I would say he's a Christian activist and a commentator. He's also a founding member and a spokesperson for the National Coalition of Black Pastors and Christian Leaders. And I just got a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk to him about. And maybe we can find the Yeah, never mind. I'll play it. You'll figure it out. So I love this thing about the, let's get back to the college. The one where you're spending 60 grand a year for your kids to be coddled. You think they give you, for 60 grand, you think they give you diapers and cleanup service and all that stuff? Maybe they chew their food for them first. What do you think? Remember that whole thing? Was it Reese Witherspoon? Who was that? You know who I'm talking about, right? Felicia? No, she was making fun of it. Oh. The Clueless Girl. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was chewing... God. She was chewing food for her children first. I got to tell you something. I would have given her a kiss as a little, her little boy, and given her a kiss and threw up in her mouth with the food she just chewed up and gave. Crush it up in one of those little chopper, that guy that does the commercial for $5.95. You get one of these choppers, and if you order now, we'll send you a second one for free. Just spend $10.50 in shipping and handling to get the $5.95 chopper. But send her one of those. You don't chop the. You're afraid he's going to choke on something. Give me. That's a SMH moment, isn't it? See, I'm learning. SMH. Yeah, smack my head. Right? I mean, think of, and you hear, and you've got to read the lunatics that agreed with her. Oh, I've always been afraid of my kid choking. But, and you know what? Your child's the one that needs to save from 22 years later. Let him choke. You know what happens when he chokes? And you're standing there? You help him unchoke. And then he goes, whoa, better chew my food better next time, because mom might not be around. God, you don't let these kids go through anything, and everything is a panic. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, so they're going to have the university's going to have counseling services all week long, because we don't want you afraid. We don't want you to have a meltdown in the middle of... in the middle of the campus, right? And I love the recent events. They need a safe space from recent events. Come on, can we talk? Can we be big boys and girls right now, or big? What was it? The purple penguins? Can we? Right? We all know what recent events means. You're not just talking about the police shootings, and that's really funny. That look what they put first: the summer spat of police shootings. As well as the murderous ambushes of police officers. Yeah, the senseless killing and massacring of over 31 police officers. The University's Employee Assistance Service will have a counselor available on campus during the workday for staff or faculty who wish to talk about their concerns. In addition to the Social Justice Institute's Safe Space, which is co-hosted by Case Western's LGBT Center, the school's Interreligious Council. That's funny, because they used to call them interfaith councils. Well, now you can't have a faith. Or they should have called it the Interfaithless Council. Well, also, I'm going to get a lot of nasties, I know I am. Also, we'll house a safe space for those who want to talk or reflect about their concerns. One of the local news sources said that one reason that Case Western is almost completely closing down this week is because the Fancy Pants private school is allowing hundreds of extra police officers to live in its dorms. There you go. All those cops coming into town to help keep this peace, to help keep people safe. They're going to be there for the whole duration of the Republican Party. I'm sure those kids have, oh my God, they have guns. There's guns on campus. Because I don't know, maybe they think if they're a kid of color, the cops got to, because that is the narrative from the left, right? That the cops are out looking for young, what's her name? Sheila Jackson Lee. She's missing a whole bunch of brain cells, that woman. But you think about her, what was her comment? I got to save these comments sometimes. She said that young black men are being hunted down like animals in a street and being shot. I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, I haven't seen that yet. But is there, you got to buy a ticket? Do you get tags ahead of time? I mean, think about the absurdity of the comments that they make, and you let them get away with it. Not conservatives. I know there's a few liberals that listen to the show. You let them get away with it. That is hateful and nasty, and it's so wrong because it paints a broad brush. When I say that kid at the liquor store was a thug, you come after me and say you can't use that because thug kind of represents the whole young black community and it makes them sound like, give me a break. But you can come across with some of these other comments, and that's okay. That all black children, young black men are being hunted down? Yeah, okay. Let me know when the crack wears off. The Case Western Social Justice Institute posted an angry op-ed by an anonymous. See, I wouldn't post it. I'd say, look, if you haven't got the spine, or I guess the clean way, I think this is the clean way, you haven't got the cojones to put your name and address on there? Yeah, I want your address, too. You got mine? It's up on the website. I don't hide behind Mike Master, right? Mouth Master at 563 at whatever. No, you got my name. You got a phone number. You know where to find me. But you Facebook warriors, or I'd say you Facebook cowards, yeah, you know what? Like I said, I see people that are fighting, quote-unquote, fighting somebody off in their post. And then all of a sudden their page goes down. I'm not putting up with all the nasties on Facebook. Well, heck, then you should have shut down, 5 weeks after you got into it, because most of the nasties on your page are from you. Maybe, there it is. That's what it is. They need counseling because they can't get away from themselves. No, I haven't had any coffee. Can you imagine me on coffee right now? So Case Western Reserve will, this was the op-ed from the anonymous Yoho, and that's cleaned up. The house cops on campus, Case Western Reserve will be ground zero for the stormtroopers that you will watch on national news next week. The unidentified professor, oh my God, from a professor, I really wouldn't publish it then. I would do like they do, you know, with a vampire. I would just burn the thing. I would take the ashes and put them in probably 50 different bottles and spread them all over the place so that piece could never come up anywhere ever again. Come on. $60,000 a year. And this is the garbage they put out. We'll be back. I'll finish it up in the next block, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Networks. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Just the other day. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do. I really do appreciate the time that you spend up on the website. What is it? Tweeting, texting, sending me emails. You can email me at Joe. I haven't checked the email all night. Joe@TheRealSide.com. That's Joe at. Do you need me to write, Flora? Joe@TheRealSide.com. And I do, like I say, I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat. All right, I'll finish this up, I promise. I have this, I don't even know what this is. This is like, I just can't get away from this thing. You know, during the break, I'll look at it and go, okay, yeah, I don't need to do any more on that. And then I come back and I'm looking at the thing going, oh, yeah, I do. Because you've got to know this is where your money, some of you, this is where your money's going. You send your kids to a school like this, you don't walk away and not check it anymore. Well, they're adults. Yeah, if they're adults, let them pay their own way. Look, it's your job to teach them, before they cost you a boatload of money, to teach your kids how to handle money, how to handle life. Just because you send them to a fancy pants college, if they're not doing a job, you've got to come up with another way. Because what are you raising? I know, we all love our kids. They all think they're the best things since sliced bread. Well, not all of us. We all think they're the best things since sliced bread, but they're not always. Anyway, so this person, this professor, now they know it's from a professor, I don't know how, but here you go. He writes an anonymous letter. He says it's from a professor. I'm sure they know who it's from. They just don't want to put a name out there. And he's upset because it's going to be ground zero for these stormtroopers that are going to come in, take over. Now, the school must have been paid a boatload of money because, you know, there's not much going on there in the summertime. Not much. And the cops are there. My God, are you serious? I'd feel so safe if I was on a campus for the week. I wouldn't have to worry about anything. When the university realized that they might not be the wisest thing for an institute of higher learning to do, they opted for the solution. I'm sure any of us would choose. They decided to take a break for 1 week only from being an institution of higher learning. The financial details are shrouded in mystery. How about this? They're getting a boatload of money. Well, how much more detail do you need? When the city came calling, the professor adds, I've also heard that the city intends to reimburse the university for costs that will incur this week, but the odds of turning a profit are very slim. This is nothing more than rumor, however. I only include it to clarify that I am not accusing the CW... Yeah, I'm trying to do it the way he did. CWRU administration of any financial malfeasance. Yes, you are. When you sit there and say that, you know, you think it's a bad deal, you think they're not going to make any money and all of that, what are you saying? I'm just curious. You know what I mean? I don't believe you can be much more disingenuous than that, don't you? All right, I'll get off of this one, but this one, you got to admit, if it wasn't so sad, to think that your kids are being subjected to this. Yeah, you heard me, subjected to this. You've got to protect them? Again, I say, what did you raise? I'm just asking. Because I don't want to believe for a minute that you've raised some real problematic children. I don't want to believe it. I will. I don't want to. Anyway, I don't know if I get through this, but I'm going to try. So apparently, let me go put this up there. Was this a flag burning protester? Oh, here we go. So Hegseth Comfort's flag burning protester? Why do you hate America, they said? How long of a clip is it? So Fox News' Peter Hegseth ventured into the anti-American protest outside the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Hegseth, an Army National Guard veteran who served in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, attempted to find some rationale among the angry demonstrators for burning the American flag. There's no reason to burn the flag. When you burn the flag, all you're doing is showing people that you just don't care. You got nothing. You got absolutely nothing. Let me see if I can pull that up and make it work. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. You know what's going to happen, right? It worked earlier.
When you've been making delicious natural cheese.
Oh, here we go. I forgot about the commercials. You're right. I ain't going to get through it. Anyway. But what is... I know some of you have written me when I say, you know, maybe we have some things that are not quite freedom of speech. Take a listen.
More than a dozen arrests in Cleveland during the first violent protest outside the RNC. Among those arrests, protesters who were lighting the American flag on fire.
What were they thinking? Pete Hegseth wound up right in the middle of the action. He joins us now live.
We were. We wanted to find out what, if any, remote rationale, justification they would have, which, of course, they didn't have for these anti-American protests. So we wanted to find out what they had to say. We got right in the middle of it. Why were they burning the flag that so many men and women fought to protect? Check it out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It started with one guy. They started a small circle, probably a dozen people in black t-shirts, chanting.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And they started to pull out a flag and started to try to light it, which is why there's a safety reason. You have to expand the perimeter, or else you're going to light the whole crowd on fire.
Why
do you think we should burn a flag? Nothing? Silence?
America was never great!
This is an unlawful protest. God bless our police officers.
America was never great. There you go. Why don't you just get that head red hot rod and stick it in my ear, why don't you? America was never great. We've never done anything great. This is the ignorance of the children that we've raised. They don't know anything that that America has done that's been great in the world, in this country. They've been told by left-leaning professors and teachers. You know, somebody said this to me a long time ago, and I didn't quite get it. I get it now. You advocate parents, many parents, advocate the raising up and training of their kids 6 to 8 hours a day to their teachers. And you never ask your kids what you learn. Do you ever ask your kids when you come, is there anything today you learned that is kind of contrary? Let me see your book. Let me see your assignment for today. Contrary to what we teach in this house. America's never done anything great. Where does that come from? Is it hate? Because if they know the truth and they're lying just to start a fight, then it's hate, right? Is it ignorance? Have their teachers never run down a list of the things that we've done for other countries, other peoples? Right? And I'm sure most of those kids, if you start laying out wars that we've had to save people, it will always come back to our greed that started the war, that caused the war, that made us go to war. Never helping anybody, because we would never want to help anybody. Would we? Yeah, the hate thing makes me nuts. America's never been good. God.
We're going to move back because we like the cops here, so we're going to move back and let them do their work, but we're going to keep asking questions. Tell me why you hate America.
I'm a veteran right
here. Good for you. I appreciate your service. Why do you hate America? If you served in Afghanistan, you're an Afghanistan veteran, why do you hate America? Nothing? Apparently,
doesn't know why. Doesn't have the guts to say why. I'm not even so sure he served in Afghanistan. Just because he said so? Seems to be the only thing he can say. Hoping that will diffuse the conversation. But I want to know why. How do you fight like that? How do you go get, because you know you can go and you might have to give up your life. How do you do that? And then go burn a flag.
Afghanistan veteran, I'll take him at his word. Doesn't want to answer questions. Hates America, even though he wore the flag over there. Everybody's got their right in this country. He fought to defend it. I fought to defend it. Now he's here because he hates it. Look at these guys. Revolution. Amazing. Wow. Hey, sir, why do you hate this flag?
What's up?
Why do you hate this flag? Tell me.
See, I love it. They don't even have the guts. They just want the attention. Don't you think? It's just attention. They don't even have the guts to speak up and say why they're burning the flag, what this represents, what it means. At least say, we think it's oppressive because. Just saying that America's never been great, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Listen, got a lot coming up in the next hour. I've actually got a lot coming up all night long. I got all the stories of the day. We may even play some of the speech. I'm not into playing. I just don't even want to. I want to make believe like it doesn't exist. I'm in my own little safe space. Look around. Anyway, the next hour, Stacey Swimp is going to join me. He's a minister out of Flint, Michigan. He's also one of the founding members of the National Coalition of Black Pastors. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.